Sally Schneider is a pro who cooks by feel and lots of imagination. Her book, The Improvisational Cook, well, I think it's a must for kitchen rookies. And the improvisational premise of that book spawned her website, Improvised Life. It's packed with lots of ideas, like, for instance, the genius take she brought us on working with fresh cherries. Sally, hi. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Lynn.
So, how do you get the most out of a fresh cherry? What's your take on that?
First is buy a good cherry, which means buy a nice, plump, firm cherry that's not overripe and not underripe. I go for Bings because they're the most delicious and common. In farmers markets, you can find other varieties sometimes. These are sweet cherries. Sour cherries are meant for cooking. But for serving fresh cherries, my all-time favorite thing to do is put them in a bowl, add some ice to the bowl, and then some water, and let them sit for about 5 minutes. There is nothing like an iced cherry as a dessert, and all you have to do is put little bowls around for people to put their pits and stems. I suggest you have a lot of cherries if you're going to serve them this way. They're just addictive.
All right, so now if you want to gild the lily.
Here's a simple pairing is fresh cherries with some creamy goat cheese, maybe with a few leaves of thyme on it. Another thing I like to do, actually, is pit the cherries and toss them with some lemon juice and sugar until their juices run. Then I mash them into a really good vanilla ice cream with a dash of balsamic vinegar. It's kind of like an impromptu cherry ice cream, which you can't buy anymore. And if I'm really in the mood to keep morphing things, I throw it in the blender and turn it into a cherry milkshake.
That sounds incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Cooking cherries. Do you cook both the sweet cherries and the sour cherries?
Yes. You can cook both of them exactly the same way, adding lemon juice and sugar. Those are essential components, and you would just vary the amounts depending on the kind of cherry. That being said, for my money, sour cherries are the best for cooking. They have the most complex flavor, and it's a very old-fashioned cherry flavor, actually. So then, if you're going to cook a cherry, the question inevitably comes up of whether to pit or not to pit. And you have a couple of options. You can use a hand pitter, which you do one by one, or you can get one of these $20 chute pitters where you throw a bunch of cherries down a chute and with a plunger action, you pit them. So I used to do that. And then one day I took several baskets of cherries that happened to be sour cherries. I didn't realize because I didn't have my glasses on, to a friend's house for dinner. They had stems and leaves. We were both exhausted. We were pulling together a dinner party and we looked at the cherries and we looked at each other and said, we need to pit these. And I said, why don't we just throw them in the pan and see what happens? So we did. We did this kind of sauté braise of sour cherries with stems and leaves, served them in a big bowl alongside of a bowl of creme fraiche. And each person could pick a cherry by its handle and pop it into the creme fraiche and then into their mouth.
Ooh. And you had sautéed it with sugar?
Yes. So they were plump and bursting with juices and warm. And you'd eat them one at a time. Your fingers would turn red. The delight at the table was incredible. And you just put the stems and leaves in we put bowls around the table and you throw away the stems and leaves. It was a revelation and a liberation because I realized you don't really need to pit the cherries.
This is ideal. And the work is absolutely zilch.
It is zilch. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Sally.
You're welcome, Lynn.
Check out all of Sally Schneider's thoughts on ideas and tools that inspire at improviselife.com. You can get her recipe for warm cherries at splendidtable.org.